the threat of Russian violence. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. A U.S. ambassador to the U.N. warning about potential violence if Russia invades Ukraine.
A further Russian invasion of Ukraine would produce widespread human suffering. That's in a letter written by an ambassador to the United Nations, Bathsheba Nell Crocker, to the U.N. High Commissioner for Refugees. She says there's concern Russian forces are creating lists of identified Ukrainians to be killed or sent to camps following a military occupation. She also says there's reason to believe that other abuses are being planned, including the possible use of torture, targeted killings, and kidnappings.
Fox's Jill Nato. President Biden agreeing to meet with President Putin if there is no invasion. Fox News confirming that security officials will reinstall fencing around the Capitol next week for President Biden's upcoming State of the Union address. U.S. Capitol Police preparing for a possible Freedom Convoy truck protest March 1st. Meanwhile, authorities beginning an investigation into the clashes between protesters and police during the Freedom Convoy protests in Ottawa, Canada.
Police started moving in on Friday. They came back on Saturday, but this time they were wearing helmets, face shields, and had batons, they say, to protect themselves from protesters who they claim were assaulting them. But the protesters say they were roughed up by police, and now we've just learned that the police oversight agency here in Canada is looking into at least two incidents between police and those protesters.
Fox's Grady Trimble in Ottawa. A 23-year-old NASCAR Cup rookie winning the 2022 Daytona 500.
What a race after 200-plus laps. Car number two, rookie Austin Cindric, emerges as the victor here at Daytona 500.
Fox's Charles Watson. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network. Subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Two helicopters crashed Saturday in opposite sides of the country. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
There were some terrifying moments in the sky. There were two helicopter crashes within 10 hours of each other. The fatal one happened here in Southern California. The helicopter crashed into the water near Newport Beach, killing one officer and critically injuring another. They were the only two on board. And we just learned that the officer who survived was released from the hospital. Miami Beach police shared dramatic video of a helicopter slamming into the water just feet away from the sandy shores of South Beach. This happened yesterday afternoon. Dozens of swimmers and beachgoers witnessed this crash. Three people were in the helicopter at the time. Two of them were taken to the hospital in stable condition. The NTSB and the FAA are investigating.
Queen Elizabeth of England testing positive for COVID-19.
God save the Queen. Literally. Britain's Queen Elizabeth II has come down with COVID-19. Her Majesty testing positive for the virus on Sunday. The 95-year-old monarch is said to be experiencing mild cold-like symptoms, but with a typical stiff upper lip, she plans to keep on working. Buckingham Palace says Her Majesty will continue to receive light medical attention while attending to light duties at Windsor Castle. There's a bit of COVID going around the royal family lately. Both her son and heir, Prince Charles, who's 73, and his wife, 74-year-old Camilla, contracted coronavirus earlier this month. Kevin Uretsky, Fox News.
Pop superstar Justin Bieber also testing positive for COVID. His world concert tour now on hold. And Steph Curry breaking the record for the most three-pointers in an NBA All-Star game, hitting 16 threes. Team LeBron defeating Team Durant 163-160. I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.